Jim Richards.
We've got the Topic Blitz before 11 o'clock, and in moments, the Blasphemy Challenge. I'll tell you about some clown who wants everybody to go on YouTube and say God doesn't exist in a second.
Jim Richards. News Talk 1010.
News Talk 1010 CFRB. Jim Richards with you until 11 o'clock. Mark Elliott with the Mark Elliott Nightside coming up after 11. So I'd stick around. All right. The Blasphemy Challenge is on and going. It's up on YouTube right now. RationalResponse.com is where you can get more information. The co-founder of Rational Response Squad is going to join us in a second, but first, a little bit of the video that you can see on...
You know God. So without further ado, my name's Chandler, and I deny the existence of the Holy Spirit.
I deny God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
I deny the Holy Spirit and Jesus.
I deny the Holy Spirit.
The Rational Response Squad wants you to make a short video declaring your independence from the Stone Age. Shoot your video and upload it to YouTube, and we'll send you a free copy of the hit documentary, The God Who Wasn't There, on DVD.
You think religion is a hoax? Brian Sapient joins us right now. Brian, how are you?
I'm good. Actually, if you don't mind it, the website is rationalresponders.com, but thanks so much for having me on.
It's rationalresponders.com?
That's right.
Yeah, that was a mistake by my producer.
No problem.
So don't get mad at me.
I'm not.
I'll put you on hold after this interview, and you can yell at him if you want to.
No, that's okay.
First of all, I've invited you on my show, and you're being rude. No, I'm kidding. So you were a Christian up until when?
Well, I guess some of it kind of lingered until I was about 18, but I think it was pretty much gone.
And how old are you now?
By 13. I'm 30.
You're 30?
Yeah.
So how long have you had RationalResponders.com?
Or
sorry, have
now.
You had this group?
Yeah, about a year now.
About a year?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind it is to get people to go on YouTube and deny the existence of God and tell us why that is.
Well, specifically deny the Holy Spirit. Denying God is okay. You can be forgiven for that. But if the God of the Bible is real, you actually cannot blaspheme the Holy Spirit as it lays out in several parts of the Bible. Specifically, the passage we reference is Mark 3:29, which says that whosoever may blaspheme the Holy Spirit can never be forgiven. So there are people out there that want to show believers how easy it is and how sure we are, because we're constantly bombarded in society from people telling us that we need to be forgiven and, you know, the whole song and dance about why we need religion. And so we want people to understand just how sure we are and just how firm we are that the Christian God couldn't possibly exist.
Okay. One of the problems I have with people who are a little too religious and claim to be the religious and quite often the name of hate by, you know, thumping their Bible and, you know, marching off to war or whatever and use religion in the name of some pretty awful things is that I think religion is a relationship between you and God and not necessarily between you and a bunch of other people who have to agree with the same thing. And you don't have to go to church more than other people to make you more religious any more than, I don't know, me going to, I usually say the garage doesn't make me a car.
Right.
So what difference does it make what relationship somebody has with God to you? Why is this important that are you trying to shove your agenda down other people's throats?
Well, you know, that metaphor I don't think really works. I'm not trying to shove my agenda down somebody's throat. We're merely trying to show people what we feel, because we're a minority and people don't understand us. There's a lot of misconceptions about what atheists believe and what they think. And, you know, we're trying to show people that we're not angry or we're all goth or we look like, you know, we have blood on our face and we're Satan worshipers. We're everyday people that you see walking down the street that you probably deal with every day and you just don't realize it. And so in the same way that, you know, gay people had to come out of the closet to get equality, you know, over the last 30 years, I think that that's what's ended up happening with this blasphemy challenge.
Okay, you think you're denied rights because you're atheist?
No, we're not really denied rights. We are marginalized and looked at as just a different part of society, and people look down at us. Even just having this interview right now, it seems as if you might think that, you know, I don't know, that my beliefs are somehow less valid.
I'm the least religious guy on this, probably, you know, that you'll find. I just, I think it's... It's interesting that, you know, I don't know how you feel about a lot of these people who are thumping the Bible all the time, but it almost seems that you're on the other end of the spectrum.
Well, it might seem like that, and I can understand that to some respect. But, you know, to some degree, there are ways to verify whether or not knowledge is real. And I use, you know, evidence and facts to determine what I find is real in this world. And religious people use faith, and faith is belief in things they can't prove. And so there's a fundamental difference between the two of us. And, you know, to some degree, all humans have a desire to teach others what we believe, and that's what Christians are doing when they try to get others to believe what they think is true. I don't have any problem with that, actually.
Sure.
I'm not offended by a Christian trying to teach me what he believes and giving me his opinion. You're a talk show host. I have a radio show as well. You know, we both do that, you know, for a living. We tell people what we believe. And that's really what Christians are doing. We use these terms, shoved down their throat. But that's really just a dramatic way to say they're telling us what they think.
Okay, you're specifically talking about, I guess, Christianity here. But you probably couldn't talk about any other religion this way. I mean, you couldn't talk about people who observe the Islamic faith.
Well, we do, and we try to get Muslims on our show often. It doesn't seem to happen very often. In fact, to this date, no Muslims come on. But we'll talk about any theistic belief, and we talk about a lot of beliefs that we consider irrational. We've had shows about Scientology and Hinduism, Buddhism. We've talked about them. But, you know, Christianity is definitely the focal point of this particular challenge, and we live in a society that's, you know, 70, 60, 80% Christian. I don't have the exact numbers right now. So that's the belief that everybody on my team grew up with, and that's the one that we generally choose to address the most often.
How many videos have been posted so far?
Over 600 now.
Well, that's pretty good.
It's definitely been a success.
And sorry, rationalresponders.com.
That's right.
Correct?
And they can also go to blasphemychallenge.com to get information that's specifically honed towards this project.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That's Brian Sapient. He is the co-founder of Rational Response Squad, rationalresponders.com. Here on the News Talk 1010 CFRB, he wants everybody to deny the existence of the Holy Spirit.